My name is John Erling, and today's date is December 1st, 2015. Wavell, will you give us your full name, please?
Wavell Teresa Davis Ashball.
What is the date of your birth?
July the 8th, 1910.
So, how old are you today?
105.
And we're recording this interview here in your apartment at Forest Hills Assisted Living in Broken Arrow. Did anyone in your family live to be 100 or 90?
My mother lived to be 96.
And how about your father?
Late 60s.
Everybody wants to know, did you ever think you'd live to be 105?
No, I didn't think I'd live to be 105.
Why do you think you live to be 105?
Because I live a healthy life. I don't drink or smoke ever. And I eat good food. And I'm a dancer. That's for exercise. When I say a dancer, I've always moved around dancing. I think that is the exercise.
What advice do you give to people who want to live to be 105? What would be your advice to them?
Just put one foot in front of the other. Keep going. Keep moving.
Yeah. How about in your long life? Did you have any health problems that you had to overcome?
I had all child illnesses. I was very ill as a child. Whatever came along, I had it.
And where were you born?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Were you born in a hospital or in a house?
In a house. 11th Street.
And we should say your great-niece is with us.
Yeah.
And what is her name?
Teresa Rodriguez.
Teresa Rodriguez.
Yes.
So if she's helping you.
She's my pal.
That's wonderful. I know that makes her feel real good. So your mother's name?
Addie Emma Perryman.
Was she of Creek descent?
Creek, yes.
And then your father's name?
Oliver Edgar Davis, Sr. And he's also Creek.
What do you remember most about your mother? What kind of a personality was she?
My mother was very strong. Was a very good mother and very strict mother. Very strict.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had. 2.5 year younger sister, and my brother was born on my 5th birthday.
What did your father do for a living in Tulsa?
The way history is, he was a landowner. That's what they have him down as, a landowner. Because I'm full-blood Indian, and both he and my mother had their allotment was 60 acres, I think.
160 acres. Some of the white settlers took advantage of the Indians, and they traded food or junk cars?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. They would buy land from the Indians and pay the Indians very little money because the Indians didn't know to ask for more. They just got some money. That's okay. So
yeah.
The white people bought a lot of good land that way.
You're half Creek?
I'm mostly Creek. I have a little bit of Cherokee, but I'm really mostly Creek. The Perryman family are Creek.
Did you get any allotment?
No, I was born, I forget how many years too late, but not a long time. If I'd been born just a little bit earlier, I would have gotten the 160 acres, but I didn't make it.
So then where did you go to school?
I went to grade school at Kendall, and I guess it's still there. Mm-hmm. And I stayed at Kendall to the 3rd grade, and then I went to a Catholic academy, Sacred Heart. And I was in the 3rd grade, and I stayed there through the 8th grade.
And that was a boarding school, wasn't it? Sacred Heart Academy.
Well, yes. It was a boarding school, but a day school, too. But I lived in the boarding school. I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you like living there?
Yes. It was the Benedictine nuns. I've been with them always.
Were they nice to you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Were they strict?
Very strict. Sacred Heart Academy, the high school was Monte Cassino.
So then you graduated from Monte Cassino.
Yes, uh-huh.
And how many were in your graduating class?
Two. I wish I could remember her name. Sometimes I can, today I can't. But her father was a judge in Tulsa.
Okay.
So there was two. I was the first graduating class.
Let's talk about some of your remembrances of Tulsa. Did you go downtown with your mother and father? Did you remember any of the stores that were downtown Tulsa?
Yes. Yes, we go downtown to the movie and then have ice cream at the parlor later. I think the movie was called The Majestic.
The theater?
Yeah.
Majestic Theater.
Yeah. And then after that, we'd go, I don't know the name of it, but it was a place where you had ice cream. Go have ice cream afterwards.
Mm-hmm. What would they do before the movie when you came there? Did they put on a show, did they?
Yeah. In the beginning, we had a stage show. I don't know if it was every theater, but the one main theater had a stage show. Dancing, playing, singing, whatever, before the movie.
Do you remember Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys?
Yes. My mother is a fan of country music, particularly Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. My mother could square dance.
Did you learn to square dance?
No, I never did learn to.
You said you danced earlier. What kind of dancing did you do?
Ballroom. Championship ballroom.
Championship. So did you win trophies?
Yes.
Well, there I see on the wall up there.
Yeah.
These trophies that you won.
Yeah.
And were you dancing with your husband then?
No.
He didn't dance?
No. I was dancing with different partners. Those are different things.
You were in California when you danced for championships?
Yes.
Remember Kane's Ballroom?
Yes. My mother went there. There was square dancing. And my mother went to Kane's.
Did you go with her?
No, I was too young.
Kane's Ballroom is still there today?
Is it? It had country music.
And now they have all sorts of music there, country and everything else.
Yeah, my mother would go there.
Kane's Ballroom was built in 1924, served as a garage for W. Tate Brady's automobiles. And that's why that building was built.